Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show here with Aaron, and on the line I've got Jasmine Hunter. Good morning.
Hello, Aaron.
So, Jasmine, we normally talk to you about Environment Centre stuff, but you're talking as a freezer.
This is a crucial part of protecting the environment,
yes.
Upholding TTDP.
But I guess you're talking as a free citizen today. You're in Hamilton right now. Are you at FMG Stadium for the start of the Hikoi?
Yeah, I am, and I'm surrounded by heaps of people from Rackland as well, funnily enough, who... I've got Liz Stanway right here next to me.
Okay.
Morning, Liz.
Morning, Liz.
And okay. I've got Rick over here. Say hi to Aaron.
Yeah, nice.
Yes, yeah, so I've got a crowd of people.
Okay. Yeah. And who else? I think you said off there you've got Jackie Forbes there as well.
Yeah, Jackie is here. I've got Stacey Hill. Say hi, Stacey. Yeah, and then who else have we got over here? I'm just trying to find Jackie. She's just disappeared.
Well, that's
right.
Next
to me.
We don't.
Oh, there she is. Yep.
We're gonna so.
Jackie, do you want to say hi to Aaron on the air?
Hi.
There we go.
So we're trying to figure out if you could count how many people there were just before we went on the air.
Oh,
but what,
yeah.
What did we saw? What's your best guess? Do you reckon?
Oh gosh. Does anyone have an estimation of people?
We're gonna.
Hang on, Rick.
It's very hard to...
Rick reckons well over 5,000.
Oh, okay.
At least.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to when we do Maui Dolphin Day. Oh, yeah. Which is like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
This is like, five, six times more than that at least.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And have you kind of started... The Hikoi is going to move from there to somewhere else in Hamilton. Where's it going to?
I think we're going to Centre Place.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll have a little bit of an activation time together.
Yep. Mm. And so...
There's such an amazing buzz. It's like a really, like, good feeling here. Everyone's super friendly. I've got four students from Raglan area, year 9, 13 years old.
Okay.
That came along with me this morning, and as soon as we walked onto the stadium grounds, someone handed us a beautiful big sign to hold up, and... There's just flags everywhere. There's little kids with homemade flags, and everyone's just buzzing and smiling, and it just feels really warm and friendly. Yeah, and positive, real positive vibes.
Actually, that's the thing I think sometimes people who haven't been on marches don't sometimes realise is there's actually a real sense, especially the bigger the crowd, the more you get it, just the sense of togetherness.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yep, that's right. And that's actually the point, right? To get the Pakitaviti.
Mm.
It's not divisive, it brings us together.
Yeah, so for you personally, Jasmine, why did you decide to go in there this morning?
There's a multitude of reasons. For one, this isn't about race at all. There are other people like David Seymour trying to make this about race. It's got nothing to do with race. This is a treaty, a contract between the Indigenous people of Aotearoa and between the Crown.
Mm.
It's as simple as that. And then there's a multitude of reasons why we need to uphold it. For starters, just think about it from protecting the environmental point of view.
Yeah.
That's a big one, especially as someone who, that's what I do as a job, is trying to uphold Te Tiriti to protect the environment.
Mm. What's the connection there with that for people who don't fully understand? How do you think that helps protect the environment?
Because there's a range of agreements in the treaty about what we do. You know, like the Māori people, Kaikapapa to the land, right? There's a direct connection to the land. They're from the land,
yeah.
And so it's they want to take care of it, you know, and protect it. And we've got corporate entities, colonial entities outside of this country who want to basically pillage this land. And what is one of the things stopping them is Te Tiriti.
Yeah, and we're certainly aware about the desire for pillage at the moment with the fast track system. I think everyone's aware of that. Yeah, that's interesting angle.
Yeah. I might hand you over to someone else. Who do you think, Liz? Rick? Dominic, do you want to talk to Aaron? Do you want to say hi? Aaron on Raglan Radio Live.
No,
yeah.
Is that frightening for
you? Do you want to have a word with Aaron?
Everyone's freaking out.
I'll hand you over to Rick for a sec.
Oh, Rick can handle it. Yeah, Rick's been on the radio quite a few times. Kia ora, Rick. So I know you're comfortable with the radio. You've been in the studio many times with me. I guess my question for you would be, for you personally, why are you on the Hikoi today?
Yeah, I'm struggling to hear you a little bit, but your question was, again?
Well, why, for you personally, why are you there? Why are you there today?
Oh, yeah, good question. Okay, so it's really in honour of my ancestors who came here as settlers to this country, and they came with the understanding that a treaty had actually been signed between Māori and the Crown that gave them a safe place to live, a safe place to set up their businesses and have their children. So there's the fact that the treaty hasn't been honoured, and that there is only one treaty, and that was written in Māori, and that was the understanding of the day. And so I'm here, yeah, in support of my ancestors who came with that understanding that the treaty had been signed and it would be honoured. And I'm also here in support of our kids. Yeah. And future grandchildren, to say this is not what's being promoted, the separatism, the rhetoric from Seymour and others is not the country that I want to live in. Yeah. And that we want to honour the treaty and be here as tangata treaty.
All right, that sounds good. Rick, do you want to pass me back to Jasmine? I imagine no one else wants to get on the phone. They all ran away when Jasmine tried to do that. So
we got a really special guest here called Dominic.
Oh yeah,
from Raglan, and I'll pass you over.
Oh, okay. Aaron. We're just waiting for someone to come back on the line.
G'day, Aaron. How's it going?
Good, man. Good. Good to hear from you. Thank you for coming on the radio live. I know you weren't planning to do that when you set off today, but can I just ask you the same question I asked Rick, which is, for you personally, why are you on the Hikoi today?
As a Pākehā, I'm here to support our Māori brothers and sisters and their fights for, recognition from the government and their tēnā rangatiratanga,
Okay. And actually, can you just update us, where is the Hikoi at the moment? Are you guys leaving the stadium as we speak?
It's just leaving the stadium right now. The Hikoi is just beginning. So everyone's starting to move. There's such an incredibly beautiful atmosphere here. Everyone's in really good spirits. It's massive. I haven't seen a grouping of people like this in a while.
Yeah, and has the weather been treating you kindly?
Yeah, the weather's fine. It's an overcast day, but it's beautiful and cool. Not too hot. There's no rain or anything like that. So, yeah, it's perfect.
Okay. Well, look, nice to chat to you, Dominique. Can you maybe hand the phone back to Jasmine?
Yeah, cheers.
All right, we're going to be talking to... Kia ora, Jasmine.
Cool.
It's time for me to wrap up because I've got another interview coming, but I'm so glad. Folks, Jasmine rang me. I wanted to do this, and I didn't know who I could do this with, and Jasmine rang me yesterday afternoon and said she'll have a phone with me, and we set it up and made it happen, so I didn't have to do much. So thank you for that, Jasmine.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And,
I got to test my new speaker out.
Yeah, is it going? Is it
my
working?
My lapel mic. I don't know. Does it sound clear?
Yeah, it's kept the background noise down from the crowd, which is exactly what we want in this situation.
Oh, wonderful. Nice.
So that's
one.
Perfect. And so we might have a chat. Maybe we'll have a chat on another day when you're back in town about the whole
good.
Experience.
Yeah, we're all starting to move, so we might have to take off now.
Yeah. All right, Jasmine. Yeah. Thanks heaps for your time.
Have an awesome day.
Yeah. All right. See ya.